it's Brian and Trisha. It's time for Morning Conversation. Today, the Morning Conversation, what's something that's a little broken in your house?
Okay, I'll tell you an example.
Okay.
We just had both the commodes replaced in our bathrooms.
Uh-huh.
And we need to redo the flooring because the footprint of the previous setups
yes.
were slightly larger than the ones that are there now.
Uh-huh.
And so the flooring is cut back a little. Anyway,
yeah.
I need to replace the floor in both the bathrooms.
Okay.
But it's not like, I mean, it looks not great, but it's not like so like, oh, I got to fix this right now.
Yeah.
And I don't have company coming anytime soon.
Yeah.
So it's like, eh, well, we'll get around to that.
I think we all have something. I mean, unless you live in a pristine house that is, you know, just professionally taken care of,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, that's something you specialize in. Some people, yes, have, you know, they make sure that everything, they like things to be perfect. But, I mean, we all have, like right now, I have a light bulb out in our living room and our fan.
Oh,
and
is it hard to get to?
No.
Just never remember to do it.
I just, you know, go in and usually I don't keep the lights on, especially during the day, because we have so much natural light that comes in our living room.
Gotcha.
If the windows are open, the curtains are open. So I don't turn the lights on. So when I do turn the lights on at night, it's usually, it's at that point I'm already sitting on the couch and it's like, eh, I'll get that to that later.
Yeah.
But our light is off so frequently. It's off frequently. So that's one of those things is like, you know. But another thing is when we had remodeled the, I say remodeled, we painted and took, we got a new sink for one of the bathrooms.
Uh-huh.
And the backsplash for the old sink.
Yeah.
Went further out than the new backsplash.
Oh.
And so there's a little section that needs to be like covered, you know, and repainted.
Right.
Because, well, I guess at that point, when we replaced the sink, we had already done all the painting like previously, years before. So we have this little section that needs to be fixed. So it's not broken, but yeah, eventually I'll get to that.
It's one of those things
will.
That, like, somebody else would notice it and be more concerned about it than you, and you live there and it's yours, so what?
Yeah, so yeah. Everybody has something.
Our
it's
house
just
was
a matter
built in
of
like
admitting
70,
it.
Yeah, our house was built in like 77. There's a lot of little stuff. There's nothing major wrong at our house.
Yeah.
But it's several months worth of little projects, and there's some painting that needs to be done, and it's just, you know.
Yeah.
It just never seems to be time. Brian and Trisha, Quixie 98.3, rolling through your Wednesday morning. And we've been talking on our Morning Conversation about, is something at your house just a little bit broken? Just
yeah.
a little bit wrong?
Still, you could still use it. It's still functioning, maybe. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Brian and Trisha.
Hey, do you guys remember the, like, the old floor console TVs?
Yeah.
When we were growing up, ours went out, and Mom and Dad bought a new TV, and we used that one as a TV stand.
Yes.
Yes, Jeff Foxworthy, we all did that.
I'm 41 years old, and my dad still has it in the basement.
Are you serious?
My.
That's awesome. Is the TV still sitting on top of it?
It is.
You know what this...
There's like a covering that...
Like a tablecloth or a TV cloth?
Yes. Yes, and it's still there to this day.
You know what this means? Someday, when your father no longer lives there, you're going to get to move that out of that basement.
Right. It's going to be on me to finally get that TV out of there.
Well, have fun with that.
You should just keep it now, you know, just for memories.
Right, most definitely. Y'all have a great morning.
You too. Thanks for calling.
All right, that's our Morning Conversation. Is there something just a little bit broken at your house, you know, and a lot of times you just don't see it. You're like,
yeah,
it's okay.
You see it so much that you don't see it anymore.
Brian and Trisha still rolling through your Wednesday morning, and we got that Morning Conversation going, and it's kind of an interesting one.
It is. So what is something that's a little broken in your house? And we've got it up on Facebook, and somebody said every single folding closet door.
Oh, those bifold doors.
Yes.
They either are great, and they're perfectly in line.
Yeah.
Or they're like...
Yeah, they're difficult.
Yeah. Oh, we have those in our closets, in our bedrooms, and all of them... currently work right and fold up properly.
Now, when you get home today, you're going to be like,
want to be
happened?
Laying on the floor. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Brian and Trisha.
My bedroom, when it rains a lot, it leaks, and I have no idea where the leak is coming from.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No. Do you live, like, are you on the top floor? In the basement. Oh, gosh.
Oh, man, that could be coming from anywhere.
Yeah.
Does it leak in your mouth while you're sleeping?
Ew.
No.
Because that would be even worse, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You'd have to put a pop-up over your bed, you know, like, to protect you from the leaking water from your ceiling.
Is it a lot, or is it just like a drip?
It's a lot. It comes from the closet. I know that much. I just don't know where in the closet it's at.
Oh, that's a monster is what that is. It's like a demon or something. You're going to have to get an exorcist. You got to get a priest over there.
Okay, so how long has this been going on?
About 2 years.
Okay. Well, I mean, if your house hasn't fallen apart, then, you know, I guess stick a bucket under it.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
So what's something that's just a little bit broken at your house? That's our morning conversation. It's Brian and Tricia, Quixie 98.3, the Weekend and Save Your Tears morning conversation. This one's pretty cute. I'm enjoying this morning. So you look at your house and you walk around and you're like, well, we should probably fix that. That needs painting. That's broken. Ooh, that leaks. This makes noise. There's always something. If you own a home, you're constantly working on it.
Yes, there's always something that can be done.
Like marriage, it needs constant work.
It needs some little updates every once in a while. Yes. But some people are better about making sure that everything is taken care of. But I would say that's not the majority of people.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Hey, Brian and Tricia.
Hi. So we have this clock that it was a big Pinterest project, the only one I've ever made work. And it's 12 pictures around, you know, those are the numbers on the clock.
Yeah.
And one of our picture frames is the glasses broke out of it. And you notice for a while, but just don't notice it anymore. It got broke by a bouncy ball or something. And it's just like, okay.
And it's like every now and again, you're like, you know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to fix that. But it'll take a whole Saturday, you know?
My thing is, like, we made it so many years ago, I'm probably not even going to be able to find a picture frame that matches it. And I just,
Why don't you just take the glass out of it?
We did.
Oh, okay.
Well, so we have one that doesn't have glass.
Well, go get one piece of glass cut.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work.
I know, yeah. I mean, hey, you've got a story to tell with that. And as long as the clock works, then, hey, it's all good.
Yeah, the clock doesn't work. Yeah, right now the clock doesn't work.
Oh.
So you have 12 picture frames. One of them is broken and a broken clock.
Yes, I think I just need to fix the batteries, but I don't know. That's a lot of work.
It's the right time twice a day, so it's good.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Brian and Tricia, and we're still talking about stuff around your house that's not just right.
Yeah, so that's our morning conversation. What's something that's a little broken in your house? And somebody on Facebook says that the ice maker, half of the ice cubes are hollow. How does that even happen?
That's weird.
So is it like a pocket of water inside, like in the middle of the ice cube?
That's just very strange.
So you don't know what you're going to get?
Yeah.
Surprise.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
Our ice maker was broken for like ever. And it turned out it was two problems in one.
Oh.
There was a problem with the refrigerator and there was a problem with the plumbing.
Huh.
So Donna got it all narrowed down and straightened out and fixed. And she's very good at looking at the overall problem and then figuring out how to attack it. I'm very good at going, yeah, we should probably do that.
We have a clock. An old clock that hangs on the wall right by the back door.
Uh-huh.
And so every time you close the door, the little face of it comes off a little bit. And so every time you go in and out of the door, you have to push the door, the clock.
Why don't you glue it shut?
I don't know. I guess we should.